Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Excuse me, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville. Off to a fun start already. We're having a good time here at Pizza Ranch, and we've got a lot coming up on the program, as we'll be talking track and field, baseball, tennis, men's and women's basketball, softball. Busy weekend this past weekend for all the sports, and another busy weekend coming ahead, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch these teams play here in the next week or so.
Hey, you're right, John. We think about basketball, we've got some big games coming up. Obviously, Central Oklahoma in town on Thursday, but then you think about wrapping up the regular season against Missouri Southern on Saturday. But, you know, indoor track and field has the MIAA championships coming up this weekend from Pittsburgh, Kansas. We've got baseball and softball in action. Softball coming off a really good weekend where they picked up 5 wins in 6 games there in Topeka. That's a team that's really stepped up, showed the ability to hit the ball well. Also capable of going out and swiping some bags while they're at it, and really playing some really good softball overall. And so, and of course, we've got tennis also been in action. They picked up some wins. The men's team dropped a tough one to Division I Wichita State earlier in the week, but you know, their top two singles players were winning whenever that one got wrapped up. So we've seen a lot of good things so far already, and just hoping we keep on going as we kind of go through, and you swipe your finger across Twitter, just want to keep updating it to see those results come down if you're not at those games in different sites. But it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it really has. And you look at that softball team, I think there's some concern going into that weekend with Emporia State, that the Emporia State Classic, that they moved to Topeka, whether they were getting any games in at all, and they ended up winning 5 games over the weekend. So a very good weekend for them, and really fun to see the progress that they've been able to make.
I mean, yeah, they were already off to a really good start here, 6-4 on the season. It was a tough opening weekend, which was back the first portion of February, going up to Minnesota State, playing some really good teams, losing 3 of 4, but then they came back around and started off this weekend in Topeka against Minnesota State and knocked them off 9-4 and really got going from there. And I think you have to tip your cap to the pitching, to where in 5 of those 6 games gave up 5 runs or less, so they're giving their offense some opportunity. Then also seeing some hitters step up and really drive the softball. So our two player guests, along with head coach Naomi Tejas, will see Aubrey Griffith and Olivia Doherty. Those two bat 3 and 4 in the lineup, respectively. They're two of the top hitters on the team and really have stepped up and put on a show so far. So we're seeing some offensive numbers show up early, where it's kind of hard. You're not able to get outdoors, play softball that way, a lot indoors. I think it's hard to kind of gauge where you're at as a team hitting wise, and the offense takes a while to catch up. But boy, they're really showing weekend number 2 for this team that they've got some power there.
And for men's basketball and women's basketball too, a trip down to St. Joseph to face Missouri Western, and playing in front of a packed house down there, and really it was Bearcat Arena South. You look around, and I think predominantly a lot of Bearcat fans made the trip there. Also the short trip from Kansas City up for a lot of alumni from the Kansas City area, and they were rewarded. It went on the men's side in particular, a very great basketball game and another win for the Bearcats.
That was a big time atmosphere for a road game against a team that's kind of struggling there on the men's side. Of course, the women's team from Missouri Western is playing really well, but both games, regardless, the Northwest fans outnumbering Missouri Western fans, creating a kind of a tournament feel for both of those basketball games. So that was cool to see. The women had a tough loss, but the men came out, played really well, and pulled out that victory. And so you know, you kind of hope to see that same kind of energy, that enthusiasm from the fans, the alumni, the families of these teams coming in, to where we can get that same thing and then some on Thursday against Central Oklahoma, because the women trying to solidify their place in the MIAA tournament, a win over UCO, sweeping the season series, I believe would clinch their spot, and they'd officially be into the tournament, technically on the bubble right now, but as the 8 seed as it stands, that'd be big on that side. Then the men's team, of course, trying to get win number 12 in a row, trying to clinch the MIAA regular season title once again. And that's a team that's given the Bearcat fits the last couple seasons in Central Oklahoma. So to be able to do it against UCO would be pretty huge.
And what was fun, too, on Saturday was the number of former Bearcat players that made the trip back for that matchup. Of course, Ryan Hawkins and Trevor Hudgens on part of the NBA All-Star break. It was a weekend where they could come back, and a lot of their teammates were there as well. And it's great to see a lot of familiar faces that are very instrumental in this current run of Bearcat success come back and enjoy a weekend together.
Yeah, you know what? You typically see that for a home game, too, but it worked out that this was All-Star weekend. The game was at least being played close by, the nearby St. Joseph. So, you know, those guys were there. Tyler Doherty, Derek Lang, Dre Starzl, getting in there, Ryan Welty. And so all these guys that really had a huge impact, even the guys that didn't get a ton of minutes, they're doing a lot and as a scout team, watching film, getting those guys prepared night in, night out. And so it's a true team effort with this Bearcat men's basketball team, and it was good to see those guys be able to come out, spend some time together, have some fun, and see another Northwest win.
Yeah, and it was, the 22nd straight win against Missouri Western, 11th straight overall this season. So they're on a little bit of a roll, and they've got another streak that's on the line on Thursday, too, 13 straight home wins. They haven't lost at home yet this season, and that's something where they've done a very good job protecting the home floor through the years, and hopefully that'll be a case against a very good Central Oklahoma team that's coming in.
You're exactly right, and a big portion of that, too, of obviously the home cooking is great. To be able to sleep in your own bed, your courts and rims and everything's going your way. You kind of understand how the arena plays. But through the course of this 11-game win streak, too, they're allowing about 48 points per game. So we're really seeing this team turn it up, lock things down defensively, and that's been huge across this streak and the way they played so far this year.
Got a lot to talk about on the KXCV K&W Bearcat Coaches Show, including men's and women's tennis. As we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's tennis team and women's tennis team, Mark Rosal, and a couple players off his squad. That's coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch, and time now to talk tennis as the head coach of the Bearcat men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell, is with us, along with Tessa Quackernock from the women's team, and also Andrea Zamuri from the men's team. And Mark, first of all, it's off to a pretty good start for your team so far, a couple weekends in.
Yeah, we started a little bit earlier this year, John, but most of it, you know, Division II. It's starting a lot early. Now, we're up here further north, you know, so it's usually indoor matches, but we actually have played outside a couple times, which has been great.
And you look at your season where you opened up a couple weeks ago down in Oklahoma City. The men had went over Midwestern State 4-0, then a loss to a very tough University of Texas Tyler squad, just a 3-4 loss there, coming back to defeat William Jewell. And then this past Sunday, a trip down to Wichita State for a Division I matchup with the Shockers. Again, it was 0-4, but you look at the way the matches turned out. You're up at number one and two singles when the match had to be decided at that particular point. So I think overall, though, you'd have to feel pretty good about that result as well.
Oh, very good, John. Actually, it was one and three singles, but our number two guy went tiebreaker with him in the first set, which is very encouraging. You know, we had just watched them beat Nebraska. They were playing before us, so we were the second match for him that day. But Andre, in all fairness, he was actually playing their number two guy. They pulled him, but, you know, Wichita State's number two guy, and Andre was had set up, and he was 4-2 in the second, so it looked like he was going to win. It looked like they were going to beat us about a 5-2.
Yeah, well, that's not bad to mention one team that's got some courts down there. The weather's a little bit nicer and everything else, so a good test for your team and a good warm-up for the rest of the season for you.
Yeah, matches can only help us, and like the team we're going to play this weekend that was runner-up in the Division II country, Wayne State, you know, that's going to be a team that's similar to Wichita State.
All right, we mentioned earlier we got Tessa and Andrea with us here. Just kind of talk a little bit about both of these players and what they've meant to your program.
Well, okay. I'll start with Andrea, I guess. You know, he is a co-captain. He's been our number one player since he got here. He's been, I think, two-time All-American for our team in singles and doubles, both. ITA champion. you know, last year he was actually at one time he was a top four in the country in Division II, and I think he can get back there this year. We get him the matches. It's unfortunate he wasn't getting credit for this match the other day.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, but you know, he's everything for our team, and he's also kind of serves as whatever you want to call it, a student assistant coach or whatever. He's on top of everything, and he tells me suggestions, you know, of the, from the player's perspective sometimes that maybe I forget sometimes or whatever, but you know, just a tremendous student. Tessa, who I'm really, really proud of, she's a junior this year, and she's playing number three, and she's come a long, long ways when she first came to Northwest, and she's playing a solid number three, and she's playing a very good number two doubles with the Vera. They're a good team, and I think that, you know, how the ladies team does this year is going to depend on her and some others on the team, how much they improve as we go on. So, but we're off to a good start, and I feel like Andrea and I were talking, but we've got more, a little more depth on the women's team this year, and I feel like we're going to be a little better by the season's end.
And Tessie, might just talk a little bit about that depth and what that really means. I would imagine not only just matches itself, but just practice and everything else, having that kind of depth just makes everybody so much better.
I mean, you can see that the level in practice is a lot better. Like, if you play with the top players, obviously you're going to improve a lot, but now also when you play with the bottom players, it's really good. And as Coach mentioned, we have a lot of juniors this year, and which is good because experience is always helpful in college tennis. And then actually we have some excellent freshmen now. There's one in like a transfer in one doubles now, and we have a new girl playing on six as of right now. It's really good. So it overall, it improves the level of practice, and which is always good.
Yeah, and Tessie, coming from the Netherlands, just talk a little bit about what brought you to Northwest Missouri State.
There was already a girl here from the Netherlands before me who played like around 5 and 6, and I talked to her, and she mentioned coach and that the program was excellent and the university itself was excellent. So when talking to her, it was an easy decision in coming here.
And Andrea, let's talk on the men's side here too. Again, off to a good start this season, and I know a lot's expected out of the men's team again this year, but what do you see as some of the strengths that this men's team has right now?
The strength of the men's team is for sure, like as coach said, like it's deeper than we were last year. I would say it also the number two guy this year is a little bit more solid than we were last year, so I'd say overall the level is better, but I don't want to jump to conclusions, so we just gotta take one match at a time, because you know, coming like from 2 years ago, we went to nationals, and last year we were supposed to be better, so we're like, oh, this year we're gonna be awesome, and then we all know what happened. So we just take it one match at a time, and yeah, one win at a time.
And Mark, I think that's a good quality for these players to have, and especially when you look at the whole season, a lot really plays into it. Injuries can play a factor in different things too, but it really looks like you've got a good group on both sides here.
I think so, and they're just a fun group to work with on a daily basis. It just makes my job so much easier. We're really having a lot of fun this year, and you know, that's sometimes chemistry is a hard thing to keep it rolling, and you know, some years you haven't, and some years maybe not so much, but I think we got it this year.
And Andrea is, again, one of the veterans on this squad. Just to kind of address that chemistry a little bit and some of the things that you're trying to do to make some of the newcomers to the program feel at home as they come into Northwest.
Yeah, I think this year we improved a lot in terms of like chemistry compared to last year or 2 years ago. We are doing more things all together with the guys' team. I think we also like to talk and see what we think we're doing right or wrong after practice, after the matches. So I think that's really, really good, and see if anybody has to say something about something else. And so I think that's helping a lot. Just the communication, the team is so much better than it was in the past year since I've been here. So yeah, only good things can come for sure.
And coming to Northwest from Italy, what brought you to Northwest?
Well, when I decided to come to the U.S., like I have different like possibilities, you know. I had different schools that were offering me scholarships, but Northwest was probably the one that had like the best program, and I knew that, I mean, the tennis level was really good and was also like a good scholarship, and so I was like, all right, I'm gonna try it out. And after 2 years, I decided, you know what, I'm going to stay here. And yeah, that's why I'm here right now.
And Mark, let's just talk a little more about the chemistry aspect too. You have a lot of international students that come in and play for the program, and it really seems like you have the ability to bring a lot of different backgrounds together to where both teams really bond well.
Yeah, and that's part of the process, too, is just meshing and getting to know. Because you're talking about people that are coming from different countries, not even just different states here in the United States. But so, you know, a lot of the cultures is different. And, you know, it's funny because I hear all these coaches talking about culture, this and that. You know, we've been doing culture for 50 years, you know. I mean, really. And so that's an interesting. I've always found that kind of unique. As far as blending together to make a team out of them, you know, and tennis is so much individual. That's the trick, is trying to turn your individuals into a team. I'll give you an example: is our guys' team, you know, they're conditioning and stuff on their own, if you can believe that. They get together and they're doing all these foot drills and so forth. Not anything I'm making them do, but just because they want to be at the next level. And you know, when you've got athletes like that that are self-motivated, man, that's tough. I mean, that's really a good thing.
Well, not only during the season, but during the summertime, the players that you have that stay around in the Maryville area, we've seen them out on the courts every night doing a lot of the things, the hard work in the off season to get better.
Yeah, we do, John. When we're out there going
that's
at it,
right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and they love the game. I mean, that's really what it comes down. That's why they're here. You know, we're at a country that is able to do your studies and play athletics. You can't do that anywhere else in the world, not on this NCAA level and stuff. So for them, this is an experience of a lifetime, and most of them take it and understand that. You know. Most of them, you know, it doesn't always work out that way, but I'd say 90% of them come in, and they know what it, you know, their parents have done a lot to put them in this situation. They've had to learn the language, and they've got to make the grades here, and these kids are all excellent students.
And let's just talk to Tessa and Andrea about this as well, but again, with everyone on the team kind of coming from different type of backgrounds, I imagine that's kind of fun, too, to get to know people from around the world and then get to know them and become teammates as well.
I go, all right, yeah, I think that's the best thing about college tennis and about this school, is the fact that we have like so many people from all around the world, so you get to learn, of course, like different cultures, different personalities, you know. And I think that I can say, at least for myself, like 95% of the people that I met are going to be friends for like lifetime, so I'm going to be meeting them and have fun with them even after school, that's for sure.
And Tessa, just talk about your experiences and how much fun you're having right now.
I mean, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm living with an American, which has been interesting to see. There's a girl now from Belgium, which obviously in Europe she's very close to me, but even in our countries there are a lot of differences. I'm learning a lot of new languages daily. Like, I hear a lot of Spanish now with both of our assistant coaches speaking Spanish, which is really cool. And as Andrea said, it's friends for life. My roommate came to visit me in the Netherlands, and she went to visit an old teammate of us in Switzerland, which is really nice to see that everyone's still connected.
And from a standpoint of your studies and some things you like to do off the court, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your line of study right now.
I'm studying international business because I'm very interested in businesses, and I'm obviously in a different country right now, and I'm super interested to see how that works within countries. So also seeing people from different cultures in one team is already interesting to me, and yeah.
And as far as when you get an opportunity to relax away from the court and away from studies and all, what are some things you enjoy doing?
I just like, honestly, spending time with my friends. I like to go bowling or see movies. I also like to play the piano, which is something I do. And, yeah.
Tessa, have you made 1B since you've been here?
I just made one.
Gosh, 1B.
Yeah, one
in
3 years. Yeah.
3 years.
Painful, painful.
Andreas, you know, they're just, like I said, excellent students, John.
Yeah, they're probably disappointed about it. Being like, when I was in school, I celebrated getting a B.
For sure.
And Andreas, just talk about your line of studies here.
So I studied business management, but I realized that I've been working the summer now as a tennis coach, and I realized that what I want to do after graduation would be like to assistant coach or a head coach on my own school, because I would like to stay like in the tennis field and just pass out my knowledge to other people. I think that's really, really good.
And as far as what you like to do off the court as well?
Well, off the court, I'm a big like sports fan. I love basketball. I love soccer. So whenever I'm off the court, I'm a big AC Milan fan. I watch soccer. I watch basketball matches. And yeah, I like to stay. I hang out with my friends, and if it's not that, I don't like to stay at home, so I like to go play basketball, play soccer, whatever I can do.
And just make sure you don't twist an ankle or something playing basketball.
That's why I have ankle braces.
Good point. Mark, let's just talk about the upcoming weekend. You got a trip down to Springfield, a couple good matches coming up with Drury and Wayne State for both the men and women.
Yeah, Coach Jared Smith, country down there with Drury, and I saw he got his 500th win last week, so we're very proud of him here from Northwest. He's done an excellent job. But when we go down there, it's a big match. It's a rivalry match with them, and with Southwest Baptist not being in the league anymore, so that's always close. Now our men did beat them last year, and they beat our women. So this is good, very good matches. But then on Saturday, we're down at, Cooper down there playing indoors. We'll take on Wayne State, Michigan. Now, we've never played them before, although we did play them in the ITA Nationals. Our doubles team did last fall. But they finished runner-up in the country in Division II, so great competition.
All right. Well, it's good having all three of you on the program here today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, again with Tessa and Andrea, then Mark Rosewell, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams. We'll be back and have more on the show. We'll talk softball right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State softball. We're joined by head coach Naomi Tellez, as well as Aubrey Griffith and Olivia Dordian. Coach, coming off a 5-1 weekend, the team 6-4 overall, and coming off some really good wins. Seem like you're in a pretty good mood today.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to come back with 5 wins, especially getting some of those teams that we didn't get up in Mankato. I mean, our offense was super explosive this weekend. I mean, it was a lot of fun to be outside. And I mean, I will say after yesterday's games, we were pretty exhausted.
I could imagine 6 games across, 3 days there. And this was originally the ESU Classic. Maybe some shuffling. It could potentially come to Maryville till weather. Then you end up in Topeka for an Emporia State tournament. But some really good opponents, some good region opponents. And you kind of mentioned it, just kind of took off, the bat started going, and just didn't look back.
Yeah, I mean, it was, our energy was contagious all weekend long, even when there was a little bit of a lull, especially in that last game coming off a really high win against Duluth. I mean, we figured out a way to get it done, and Jaden threw really well that game to keep us in it. But I think overall on the weekend, I mean, our offense was unstoppable.
For you guys, Aubrey and Olivia, as we look at how Northwest Missouri State comes out of this weekend, was it just a matter of getting outdoors? Was it weekend number two? What was it that things just really clicked offensively?
I think personally, coming off from last weekend and the weekend before, the transition from that to this, the energy, like what Coach was saying, it just kind of carried over into this weekend. A lot of us were excited to be playing outside. One of the days it was extremely cold, but the rest of the other 2 days it was a lot better. So it was good to be out there and seeing some live action outside. It was good.
Did it feel like the 2 weeks in between were kind of nice to, all right, we got home, we got to see some live pitching, we're back indoors once again at the U.S. Fieldhouse, but it kind of gives us a feel for what we need to work on going into the following weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I think for this season, we've done a lot more live pitching during practices, and I think just going through that, we got to see those live balls, so going into the weekend, that really helped. But even from Mankato, we kind of always struggle in that tournament, but I think this, the 2 weekends ago, there was a lot of promises. We saw a lot of good things. And so I think just seeing a glimpse of that, and even though we didn't have the best weekend, like seeing those wins like really helped us look forward to this past weekend and help us get some more wins.
And Aubrey and Olivia, I'll stick with you on this, that three of the six games, Northwest scores early, jumps out in front. It's good to play from in front, right? Mm-hmm. But the other three, the softball games, whenever you get down, the next half inning, bam, Northwest Missouri State immediately answers. What is it about being able to go out there, flip the switch, and get those runs right back, or jump in front early to kind of grab that momentum? Is that a mindset thing, or is that a way to lift up your pitchers?
I think a lot of that has to do with the energy that we do bring. There's a lot that happens in the dugout that not a lot of other sports experience. I mean, we get crazy in the dugout, and I think that's pretty, everyone kind of picks up on that. And then we carry that out into the field, because with that energy that comes, there's a level of like confidence that is risen, if that makes sense, out onto the field. So.
And Aubrey, whenever you look at that and the way Northwest Missouri State has responded, and the way that you two in particular have come out and hit the ball early on, kind of sets a tone for the rest of the team, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think we have a lot of good additions this year. A lot of, we're having freshmen who are making big plays, and that's really exciting for us as, like, the older girls, these younger girls are coming in making plays, and so that's really exciting, and I think that's also, like, keeps the whole team going.
And, of course, what was it, the Duluth win, having a chance to come out and get a walk-off win before wrapping things up with a gem from Stiegel. Mm-hmm. Coaching perspective, you're kind of getting it from both ends on that of, all right, we're able to come out and score with a good team, but we're also getting that pitching when we need it.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I was a little nervous going into that last game because we had drained all of our energy to beat Duluth. Even early on, our offense kind of in that Quincy game, we were a little slow to start, but I told her just keep it within striking distance. Like, if you keep it there, we can figure it out from an offensive perspective. But I also think, us being able to bounce back from that right away, because we were down early, and being able to come in late innings and score some runs helps us out.
Whenever you turn the ball over to a freshman making her second career start, and she delivers a complete game, seven strikeouts, the potential's there, but boy, you need it at that moment. Did you kind of expect to get that?
Oh, I know she has it in her. I know she has it in her, but I think sometimes we kind of let the moments get too big for us. So, I think we had the tying run on second base, and so I walked out there and I said, just go throw one strike and the ball game's over. She's like, okay, I can do that. And she did just that. And so reassuring that she's going to be great, and she can get the job done. So
Aubrey playing defense behind that, how big is that to be able to go into a weekend and know that strikes are going to be coming across and you're going to be active throughout?
That's really reassuring, especially because like what Coach was saying, she has a lot of fight behind her, and so just kind of like hyping her up in between each pitch, that's really huge, and I know she hears that and she appreciates that. So
now, as we look for Northwest Missouri State this upcoming weekend, UMSL, Wayne State, Southwest Minnesota State, among those coming up, are you going back into Topeka? Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a comfort level? We need to schedule more home games for Topeka now?
I told them, I was like, just before this, I'm like, we get to go back to the same complex that we were at. And, I obviously proved some success for us. So, I know it's a great place to play. To get games in, especially dealing with all this weather, is really beneficial. It might be a little chilly on one of the weeks or one of the days, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Whenever you look at these two, 517 batting average, 387 batting average, both with four extra bases, leading your team in RBIs. Has to be kind of nice. Being like, we've got some seniors that they can go out there and get it done.
Absolutely. Here's the thing is, it's sometimes they'll take some swings and you're like, what are you doing? And then, but you know that they're going to figure it out in that at bat. Like, they have a lot of confidence in there. And, whether it's a good or bad swing, we take a pitch, like, they know that they're going to get on somehow, some way. And so you kind of, work through some things. And of course, then having the speed kids in front of them just is 10 times better. And we don't have to, waste an out to get them over. They'll just steal and be really fast.
So take me through an at bat, because whenever she said that, swinging at a bad pitch, you two looked at each other and laughed.
So,
do you have a moment where you'll swing at one out of the zone and you're like, don't look down at coach, don't look down at coach?
Yeah. Even this past weekend, there were a few at bats where my plan was just to go up and swing hard, and sometimes that doesn't always work out, but when you swing hard, sometimes good things will happen. So,
well, and honestly, I think me and Liv kind of are similar in this. We don't really go up there with a whole lot in our mind. We kind of just go up there and we're like, let's just hit the ball, kind of like what you were saying. We try to clear our mind, because especially in softball, when your mind is so busy, you're probably not going to be that successful. So, yeah, just going up there, hitting the ball, and doing whatever.
Now, as the 3 and 4 hitters in the lineup and major run producers, do you need to look down for a sign, or do you pretty much know, like, I'm free swinging, and I have the ability to go do that?
I'm always ready for a bunt.
she always pretends to look at everything. I was like,
I'm like, oh, do you want me to steal this? You know, no, I'll always look, but I'm ready.
Yeah, we're ready. We just probably don't usually expect much of a bunt. You know?
Although there was at one point in time that we had, I think it was in the last inning, is if our leadoff got on, I told her, I said, you're going to lay down the prettiest sacrifice bunt you've ever laid down. And she was like, okay, and the leadoff didn't get on. And she's like, okay, I'll just go hit.
I guess I'll bunt for a hit now. No, swing away.
Yeah, swing away. Do some damage, swing away.
Yeah.
So as we look at Northwest, a season ago offensively, we're still very early, small sample size, but last year, middle of the league in batting average, bottom half of the league scoring, it was a hard time offensively getting things going. So far, near the top in batting average, runs are going across, getting extra base hits, slugging percentages up. Is it a matter of the speed element, some freshmen, and kind of injecting that in there, and you two growing up a little bit too with another year under your belt in the MIAA, or is it something completely different? What have you seen that change from year 1 to year 2?
I mean, I mentioned before, we've been doing a lot of live at practice, and I think we'll try to go at least twice a week live or weekends, and so just seeing more of our pitchers is helping. Like, we'll sometimes like stand into bullpens, and that always helps, and we've been using our machine, which we don't love to hit off of, but it's great to see those pitches come in. So I just think really attacking that at practice has really been helpful for us.
Yeah, I also think like the combination of all of our players, it's really reassuring out there with the speed and the power, and then also the other girls that just do whatever they can to get on. That's a really good dynamic that we do have in the lineup.
The offense has been there. There's some clutch hitting, but also throughout the weekend, your pitching hasn't allowed more than 5 runs. So you're kind of keeping in it at the same time there. Can you kind of speak to that and what you've seen? Obviously, you've got some good starting pitching, but at the back end as well.
Well, I mean, I think it, you know, when we can score, then our pitchers can throw a little bit more relaxed. You know, we don't have to be so fine. We don't put a ton of pressure on ourselves. And even, you know, when we do give up runs, we know that our offense is going to bounce back right away. So that's obviously easier to throw behind. But having multiple arms that we can gravitate towards, and then, you know, not putting it all on one person to finish a game if they don't need to, if they need help, we can go into somebody else, is really helpful as well. But, you know, 6 games isn't easy. They gutted out performances on Sunday, that's for sure.
Some well-deserved maybe R&R, get a day off. Was today a little bit lighter?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's our day off, so got to get through today and we'll be okay.
Northwest softball's won 6 of the last 8. It started with the win over Concordia St. Paul on February 4th. The next game, maybe that was really the springboard, starting at 11 o'clock at night against Minnesota State. Maybe that becomes an annual thing, like a midnight game against the Mavericks?
No, thank you. I'll pass on that one. No, I don't want that. No, thank you. I don't even know how we made it through that game. We were all on our second wind, I think, second or third wind.
There has to be some benefit of, all right, we got through that. We can get through game 6 this weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure.
And I also did, you know, changing our environment, playing at Washburn that day, that also kind of helped us say, okay, yeah, this is something different.
Yeah, there you go. Northwest Missouri State softball 6-4 getting set for another weekend, going to Topeka, Umsl, and Wayne State coming up on the 24th and 25th of February. Coach Aubrey Olivia, thanks for the time, and good luck this upcoming weekend.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head softball coach Naomi Tellez, as well as seniors Aubrey Griffith, Olivia Doherty joining us. We'll take a break and be back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's
Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryvale. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryvale. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXEV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryvale. Time now to talk baseball with head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe, and Max Spitzmiller, a pitcher off the Bearcat baseball team. And Darren, I think Max has been on here a few times where he could probably do this show on his own here when we can just kind of sit back.
Yeah, we could go eat some more Pizza Ranch, and Max could just do the show himself. So,
and you guys have switched things up a little bit in the chairs that where you normally sit for this show.
Yeah, you know, it's all about superstition in baseball, and, you know, kind of had a rough weekend, so we're going to switch it up and see if that turns us around with our opening weekend down in Central Missouri.
Yeah, got a tough one coming up. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But, Max, again, good to have you with us back on the show, and just kind of talk a little bit about things right now. I know, again, a pretty tough weekend for the team overall, but when you look at everything, and what are some of the main things right now you're seeing out of this baseball team?
Thank you for having me. And I think after, you know, these past three games playing a couple tough opponents, I think we saw what we needed to do to win a baseball game, especially in that Minnesota State ball game. And I think we saw what we don't need to do in the Illinois Springfield and McKendree game. So we just need to come together and pretty much reciprocate what we did against Minnesota State and be ready to go on Friday.
Yeah, and one of the things it looks like, with the exception of the Minnesota State game, runs were a little bit hard to come by over the weekend, but bats came to life against Minnesota State.
Yeah, I thought, you know, that program up there has been successful for a long time, and we actually came out and gave them two in the top of the first inning, so we were battling back from behind, and then, you know, I kind of chart hard hit balls and things of that nature with our guys, and I think we finished the game with 18 hard hit balls, 15 hits in the game, did a lot of good things offensively. So in that game alone, I think we kind of showed ourselves what we're capable of doing offensively. But it, you know, you got to put the work into that. It's got to be the right mindset. You got to focus on the process of what makes you successful, and then just do all those little things to give yourself the ability to have success at the end of the day. And I think we got away from that on our last day. So we'll talk about those things today at practice of where we need to keep our minds as far as what our focus is. And, you know, hopefully we can use everything we've learned in this, you know, the preseason schedule going into Central Missouri this weekend.
Hey, you look at that McKendree game, a 2-1 loss. It looked like you had a good pitching performance out of Alex Slocum. Went five innings, no runs, five hits, and three strikeouts, unable to really give him a win out of that matchup the way he pitched.
Yeah, Alex gave us a chance. You know, came out early on. He was on a little bit of a pitch count. You know, in his opening weekend, continuing to get stronger now, you know, once if we can get into the sixth, and if a starter gives us a chance, we feel like our bullpen is solid. So bring in a fresh guy and give somebody a new look. So, you know, he gave us a chance. We just got to score some more runs in those games, and you know, really fight for momentum a little bit more than we did in that game. I think in the first three innings we had six strikeouts, four of those looking. You know, just not a good start to a game, and we were kind of fighting uphill the entire game and just couldn't get over the hump. So hopefully we learn from that and you know, correct those things.
Yeah, it looked like you got some runners on base. Well, I left six on base in that game before you had some opportunities, maybe just couldn't push it across.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it was you know, I felt like our energy was different in the dugout on game three. Of course, you know, coming off of that 12-run game the night before, maybe felt like we could just roll in there and it's going to happen again and kind of forget to put the work in, you know, and what made us successful in the first place. So, again, just learning a lot about this team in the early parts of this season. And, you know, Friday, we go back to 0-0. That's our record right now going into conference play, and that's where our focus is.
Yeah, Max, last weekend you opened up a tough assignment there going up against the 10th-ranked team in the nation, Illinois Springfield. You went six innings in that matchup, but just unfortunately couldn't get the win there.
Yeah, kind of let a couple pitches get away from me, and they put the barrel on the ball and hit it where we weren't. We'll be ready to go on Friday against UCM.
Now, let's just talk about UCM coming up. You go right from the band into the front. I mean, you go right into a hot spree when you look at a tough team in Central Missouri here, so you don't open up with any easy one coming up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's opening up at Central Missouri. You know, it's we should be used to playing on the road by now, and this is our fourth weekend in a row. But you know, you look at this conference and top to bottom, it's going to be a dogfight every weekend. And you know, Central Missouri is one of those teams that's had a lot of success in the past. They're going to be well coached. They're going to try to speed up the game against you with you know, some stolen bases and things like that. Going to play great defense. So, you know, it's a test for opening weekend. But again, we have to focus on the process that we have to execute to be successful and not worry about who our opponent is.
As far as pitching goes for this weekend, Max, what are some of the big keys you see out of there, not only yourself but the entire pitching staff that you want to go into this weekend with?
I think we need to continue to fill up the strike zone. I think we need to work on limiting big innings and limiting, if they're going to score, it's only a one, no more crooked numbers. I think we just need to continue to fill up the zone, make them swing the bat, not give them free bases, and we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
And, Darren, you talked about opening up on the road. That's something you guys pretty much have to do every year just from the standpoint geographically where Northwest Missouri State is located. If you want to get some games in early, you have to go down south to play. But, again, that's something that you just have to deal with from year to year, it appears.
Yeah, sure. It's, being – in our climate, you have to play games early, so you have to go south, you know, find that competition. And, you know, the competition that we've played, you take a look at Henderson, you know, Illinois, Springfield. We got, some of those teams that we've had to face early, and we find out, you know, what we need to do to compete in this conference. So, it is what it is, and I think the biggest thing that we have to deal with is just the mental side of the game and understanding that we are certainly more talented than our record looks right now, but if we keep thinking that we're, a 2-9 team, we're going to continue to struggle. So, you know, we're going to correct that today and, have a little team meeting, get our heads straight, and, you know, at least give us a chance for success going into conference play.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us during the show again this week.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
And that's the head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, Darren Lowe, again with pitcher Max Spitzmiller. We'll be back and have more from Beats and Ranch right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State indoor track and field with head coach Brandon Masters, also a junior sprinter Prince Griffin with us. And Coach Masters, wrapping up essentially the regular season of meets, the last chance meet on Friday, and a chance to bring in a few teams, get some events out there that, boy, you've been close trying to get some more provisional qualifying marks. And overall, men's and women's side both seeing a few times improved and a chance to send a few more on to that national meet.
Yeah, we love that meet. It's such a small meet. We had Mo West and Central up and a couple other another little small team in AI school. And we love that meet because it's small. It lasts a couple of hours only. We can really focus on a couple of events or like one heat of every event. It's really fun. You know, so, and we did. We got some great results and some of the things we were looking for. And, you know, Prince here because of one of those results. So,
well, and Prince, before we dive into that 4x400, which again, a Northwest putting up a big time overall. But when you're thinking about that, essentially three teams out there with you, some of these events, maybe only one or two others with you on the course or the track, as opposed to the Bearcat invite, when it's a big time meet, there's a lot of folks in there. Is there more pressure, or is it a little bit more relaxed where you can kind of just kind of focus on yourself and not have to have quite as much going on around you?
Yeah, so I think it's a little bit more relaxed because it feels just like practice, basically. We just go out there, and basically in practice, when we raced against each other, that's what it felt like. So, like, me going out there and just running at 100% with nobody, like, that was basically just felt like practice. So, yeah, it was easy.
Almost kind of calming without quite as many distractions around, right?
Right, yeah.
We look at this Northwest 4x400 team, and on the men's side, going out there a time of 3 minutes, 11.3 seconds, the third fastest time in the country, the third fastest time ever at Northwest Missouri State. You guys obviously knew you'd come out and do some damage, but were you expecting we're going to hit this mark or higher?
Right. Yeah, so I think I wasn't really expecting that fast, but I was expecting very fast because of what we've done and how hard we've worked through the preseason. But we had some minor setbacks to start off the season with three of our top people having injuries, but I knew eventually when we got back that we could run very fast.
Coach Masters, you look at this particular event, and a few weeks back, they run a provisional qualifying time, but there's no Prince in the mix, and you're kind of putting things back together. You mentioned going through the injuries. Was this one where you're kind of looking ahead and thinking, like, all right, that Friday night last chance meet, we're gonna push it through with this?
Well, I hope so. I'd hope to have the guys ready before that, but it just didn't work for us. And, you know, patience, and, you know, end up being the last chance meet. I said, well, man, we got to go. Because at that point, yeah, we had a provisional time, and that's great, but we were, you know, dependent upon entries, we could have been in the slow heat at MIAA, and that's a really great chance to hit our time. MIAA is super fast. I mean, we're number three in the country, but we got two MIAA teams ahead of us. So we knew that if we got into the fast heat, we'd be able to run fast. So I hope the guys would be run, you know, 3:13. You know, something like that. I know we're fast, and I know we're ready to go. But doing it by yourself, no other teams, just us and the track. Well, we had a couple of teams, but they were well behind us, not a threat. So, you know, to see what those guys did without any competition is very exciting. That tells me we can run faster. We had three really good legs. One leg that we know we can go a lot faster. He's done a lot faster throughout the year and just off day. So we know that he can run faster as well. So I know the team was really good. 3:11.3 by ourselves. That's pretty special. That's pretty cool.
Not bad at all for you, Prince, coming back. And you mentioned that the injuries for a few different guys going through. Were you kind of eyeing that, saying, all right, the previous provisional I wasn't part of was 3:15. We're going to clear that, but we're going to be able to do it here. I mean, Coach mentioning the MIAAs and be able to run with competition and keep up with you when you're out there by yourself. Is that kind of hard to really reach your full potential?
No, I don't think it was hard for us. Like, after watching the team run 3:15, I was pretty certain that we could run faster than what they did because we didn't have three of our top four people on that team. So I was like, dang, if they ran 3:15, then we're for sure going to nationals.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
But yeah, I knew that we were going to run fast after the team ran 3:15, but 3:11, like you said, that's very fast. But after we ran 3:11, now we feel like we can go even faster because we definitely have room to improve, and we'll have somebody to push us to run faster.
Yep.
Chance to continue growing too. For you, the first leg, how much weight's on your shoulders to get everybody off to a good start before passing on some fast guys?
Yeah, so I think, like, going first, it's like the tone setter. So me just going out there and running as hard as I can, trying to put ourselves in the position of first place, can set the tone for the whole way. But if I if I don't run this fast, then I have my team playing catch up the whole way. So it's just up to me to go out there and run fast and set the tone for the rest of the team.
You got to have a guy on the first leg that's consistent, that's a winner. He's going to put you in that spot no matter what. And Prince has been around here for a while with me, and he's earned that spot. Consistency, the will to win, smart racer. And I think that's what you have to be in the indoor 4x4. You actually cut outdoor 4x4, the second man cuts, right? So indoor 4x4 can get pretty sketchy coming down to that first handoff and first exchange. So you got to have guys that are very good at giving batons and strategy wise, but also Federico is our number two, and he's probably one of the better takers in traffic. And you saw that maybe at the DMR down at Pitt when it was just a mess, and he navigated everything and still ran a 48 flat split on that. So you got to have those two things in play, especially when it's going to be really tied to MIAA. It's going to be really tied to national championships on that first and second leg.
Prince, when you're going through and you have a chance to win quite a bit, you got MIAA championships, you have a chance to go out there and be an All-American. We talk so much about running fast, and all four of you, you have to come out and run well all at the same time. But those handoffs are also a different piece of it, too, that people don't really think that can shave a tenth of a second off if it's done right, or add a little bit if it's done incorrectly. How big of is that for you and Coach kind of talking about navigating that first one?
Yeah, so I think handoffs are very important. We usually try to practice handoffs at least like twice a week. Usually we practice handoffs yesterday, and then we'll usually practice handoffs before the meet. So I think the handoffs are very important, because if you a little mishap in the handing off the stick can go a long way. So knowing that, we got to be able to get hand off the baton with like traffic, like Coach said. So yeah,
it's amazing the difference. And not only that, is splits are taken with the baton, not the handoff. So you'll hand off, and your split doesn't end until the man you've given the baton to crosses the line. And I think that's important, and I think these guys get it. If I want a good split, I better have a good handoff. Take care of me, man. I want to have that good split when Coach reads them off. So handoffs are vital, and I think you can shave a second off or lose a second if you have bad handoffs.
It's always help that guy in front, because that's going to help you, too, at the same time.
That's right.
You know, a lot of different programs, different teams are known for different things. Is Northwest a 4x400 school? I mean, come on. You look at the men's and women's, what you guys are doing, that's impressive.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, I love the 4x4, if you ask me. You know, my background's pole vault, and that was my game for a long time. But if you ask me what my favorite event is, it's 4x4. Because you have to have, as a coach, you got to have a team on the line that can win. What if you're down by a couple points and you need that win on the 4x4? If you don't have one, That's tough, man. You got to have a 4x4. I think relays are very important at the national championship. Obviously, the conference meet as well, but certainly at the national championship, where it might take 45 points to be on the podium. You got your relays there. You got a couple of people on each of the relays at the meet doing their individual stuff. 40 points can come pretty quickly with a couple of great relays. And we do have that, DMR and 4x4, both at nationals, both male and female teams. And so that sets us up, right? So, we are a 4x4 team, 400 team, right?
All right, we've got an idea of what's coming up for the men's team on that 4x400. Can you unveil who's going to be in the women's? Is that still kind of up in the air right now?
No, I think Chloe finally solidified herself. She finally ran well. We've been waiting on that. She didn't have the best winter break and worked really hard, and it was really hard to put her through the 3 or 4 weeks of a lot of extra work. But now she's one of the top in the country and has solidified herself in that fourth position, and we're pretty good. When you have four ladies in the top, four ladies in top 12 in the country, probably going to run pretty fast 4x4.
Pretty fast, all right. Yeah. We're talking Northwest Indoor Track and Field Head Coach Brandon Masters and Junior Prince Griffin. Prince, getting set for the MIAA Championships. It's in Pittsburgh. You've been there multiple times. You've run there quite a bit. How big is this? Just kind of knowing, obviously, the NCAA Championships are around the corner, too, but is there a little bit more pride and bragging rights that go into this conference meet?
Yeah, so I think it's definitely a big meet, our biggest meet of the year. We haven't really had a whole lot of competition at majority of the meets that we've been at this year, just for the simple fact that majority of like the top people have been injured. So like that was like my first actual meet of me actually running fast. But this meet is going to give each and every one of the people on our team like competition. So hopefully that brings out the best in our team and we can hopefully achieve higher goals.
Yeah, so we're excited about the MIAA, certainly for the guys, because we just are coming back in. We don't have a lot of depth on the men's side. The women have a little bit more depth right now. It kind of comes in cycles. We were talking about this a couple of years ago the other way. But we're very, very talented. And you know, Prince's goal, as well as some others, are to go run a fast time in their event, their individual event. Prince's goal is to make the 400 national championships by himself, so he has the opportunity to run not only just the relay but the open 400 as well. And so you know, that is our goal. And you know, I think he has you know, he opened with a really nice time, and the leadoff leg of a 4x4 is the only true 400. It's pretty much a true 400. All he has to do is duplicate what he did on Friday without a stick, and he'll punch his ticket to Nationals as well.
He'll be all right. Yep. Just survive one more cold climate meet and then south of Virginia Beach and chance to go out there, compete, and relax a little bit too, right?
Yep.
There we go. Coach Prince, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Brandon Masters, as well as Prince Griffin, joining us. Bearcat Indoor Track and Field off to Pittsburgh, Kansas for the MIAA Championships coming up this weekend. We'll take a time out and be back with more on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe. With a full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more, information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk men's basketball. Isaiah Jackson from the Bearcat men's basketball team joining us here. And, Isaiah, pretty good week for the team since we last talked on the show. Went over Washburn on the road, and then he concluded a two-week string of games on the road. A short trip down to St. Joseph and a good come-from-behind win against the Missouri Western Griffins on Saturday.
Yeah, it's been a good week. I think it was a four-game road trip, so we just stay locked in. I think that last comeback win from Missouri Western was really good for us to see what we need to work on coming into this week. So
I know you guys enjoy your time you spend together on the road, and talk about how that's something that you enjoy, but still it kind of gets to be a grind, two straight weeks on the road there a bit.
Well, it's definitely a grind, but it's always fun. You just kind of bond with the guys a lot more. Obviously, you're not in class a lot, but you're still with the guys, and you're just worrying about getting wins. So,
and then you look at around the crowd Saturday, and I think there's far more green and white in the crowd than there was black and gold there. So the Bearcat fans really came out in big numbers for that matchup with the Griffins.
Definitely. We kind of call it our city now. So especially when we got DB on our team, you know, he's a hometown hero to us. So it's definitely fun to see our fans travel like that.
Yeah, and it really makes for a great atmosphere in St. Joseph. And I think to a certain degree it probably inspired Missouri Western a little bit Saturday too. I don't think they've been drawing quite like that to just play in front of a big crowd. It seemed like they came out with a lot more intensity than what they've had in the past.
Yeah, definitely. We know we're going to get their best shot, anybody's best shot, and they showed out, and I knew that they would be into it just like the past years with the crowd being like the way that it is. And you know, it's always a fun environment playing there.
Now, you were down at halftime, came back out, and got things off to a good start there in the second half. What were the biggest changes between the first half and second half for the team?
I think just being more patient on the offensive end. or actually being less patient, because we found ourselves shooting the ball with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. So we're always trying to find the good shot instead of, you know, just kind of trusting ourselves and being the way that we know that we can be.
And then, yeah, you look at that good win, but also you look in the crowd, a lot of former players, former teammates of yours came back for the weekend. Of course, Ryan Hawkins and Trevor Hudgens, among others. But how nice was it to be able to see some of the guys that have been on the team with you in the past make it for the weekend?
It was really nice. It was really nice to talk to them after in the locker room, and just them kind of sharing their advice and what they saw on us, and just kind of just keeping the program the way that it is, the way that they started it, and now it's passed on to us. So it was really cool to see them come by and watch, and then some of them came out and hung out with us Saturday night as well.
Yeah, and one of the things talking with some of them, and too, they seemed pretty impressed with what they saw Saturday out of you guys.
Yeah, it was really nice to hear that, and like I said, those guys really started this culture, this winning culture, and it was really nice to hear from them and their what they thought, and it means a lot to us.
Well, let's talk briefly about what you got coming up this weekend. You close out the regular season at home, Central Oklahoma on Thursday, and then Missouri Southern on Saturday. But how long have you guys, I know you've taken one game at a time and everything, but after that loss to Central Oklahoma down in Edmond, have you guys kind of had this one circled a little bit on your calendar?
Yeah, definitely. It's anytime you lose, it's, you know, when you don't lose as much as we do, but we always had that in the back of our mind, but we still took it one game at a time just to kind of build up to this moment, and knowing that it's a big game and both teams are coming in looking for the number one seed in the tournament as well as the conference championship, and it's gonna be a big one.
What are some of the things when you look at Central Oklahoma that you guys are preparing for on Thursday night?
Nothing really has been emphasized. I think we just got to go out and just be us, especially on the defensive side. And that's what we kind of hang our hat on, is the defense. And when our offense is flowing as well, it's really hard to stop. And I know that we have it in us, and we just need to forget about what happened the last two times and just keep going.
You know, the one thing that strikes me from that meeting down at Edmonton now is on the defensive side, I think you guys are playing much better defense now than you were. And not that you were playing bad defense right at that particular time, but it seems like you guys have taken it to another level there.
Yeah, definitely. We started out the season, I mean, giving up, whether our percentage-wise, the opponent's percentage was way up there. We're last in the league, and I think now we're one of the top two in the league in percentage field goals for opponents, and now we've been locked in. It wasn't really anything that we did different. It was just kind of a mindset that Mac instilled in us just to be us and know and do what we know how to do. Do what we know how to do.
All right. Well, Isaiah, again, as always, great to have you on the show, and be looking forward to watching on Thursday night against Central Oklahoma.
Appreciate you.
Again, Isaiah Jackson with us here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're back and have more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball. We're joined by Emma Atwood and Kaylee Keston as we're getting set for the final two home games of the regular season, Central Oklahoma and Missouri Southern on the docket this week. For Emma and Kayla, for you two, Kaylee, not Kayla, sorry about that.
No worries.
You know, just combining them, right?
That's all right.
You know, we're into the show. We're going to get through it. It's not a Friday. It's a Tuesday, but whatever. All right, UCO and Missouri Southern. Wrapping up the regular season, final home games, also getting set for the MIAA tournament, solidifying that. Do you feel the finality of it all, of all this work, everything through the off season to get to this point, the regular season, the injuries, everything you've gone through, it's to finish things off strong, to get to Kansas City and see what happens?
Yeah, I feel like looking back, I mean, season, there comes a point when it does feel like it's dragging on, but obviously now that we are coming towards tournament time, looking back, it did fly by, and yeah, a lot of injuries, a lot of close games, but exciting that we're getting to tournament time and excited for our last home games and honor the senior that we have, and so yeah, hopefully make a run towards the end of it.
Kaylee, when you kind of look at this too, of you know, UCO and Missouri Southern coming up and a chance to knock those two teams off, with played really well defensively in Joplin, couldn't quite pull that one out, but already knocked off Central Oklahoma. These are some big time winnable games the Bearcats can take some momentum in Kansas City with.
Looking back at our game against Western, we came back saying that we didn't play the defense that we could have, and so I think that's a huge focus, especially going against these two teams. Especially Moso being one of the top teams in the conference, definitely playing defense against them, having high intensity and running around and playing like we know we can play, make some shots and do what we know we're capable of, will give us some good momentum into Kansas City.
Yeah, you think about Missouri Western, and they're just, they play a different style than we see a lot of times, so fast, those guards, the way they get up and down. But against a UCO and a Missouri Southern, a little bit more traditional, you guys have D'd them up a little bit better. Is it the style of play that kind of changed things up there, or was it just getting back to certain tendencies, certain techniques for the Bearcats that have really served you guys well throughout the year?
I think it was a little combination of both. Yeah, obviously, like you said, Mo West does play different. They play super fast, run the floor. They're super deep. And then, yeah, I think UCO and Southern play a little more traditional, like slow paced, and then yeah, just kind of what CK said, looking back, defense was not our best game, so really focusing on that. And I mean, last time we played UCO, we weren't the best defensively either, but we were able to pull it off, so I think really focusing on that and then executing it will help us a lot this week.
That game on Thursday, 5:30 tip-off for the women on KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Kaylee, the Bearcats have had the Broncos' number in recent years. What is it about that matchup with UCO that Northwest has got the better of?
To be honest, for me, I think we're a hardworking group, and I think just being willing to work harder than the other team plays a big factor into it. Playing tough, going for those 50-50 balls, I think that'll be huge in this UCO game.
Emma, that was your first game back this year, right? Taking on Central Oklahoma. And, of course, a year ago down in Edmond, you had a girl get a technical because you guys were going back and forth. She was saying a little bit more, and you were kind of just, whoa.
I was confused what she was upset about. But
but what do you look, is this a matchup that you look forward to seeing them come in?
Yeah, they're definitely a very physical team, and it does get chippy. Not in a bad way all the time, but, I mean, it is a physical game. Just like our games against Washburn, you do have those more physical teams. But I think those are games that we really embrace. I think we enjoy playing physical when other teams give it to us. So that's something we look forward to. And, yeah, just matching up well and hoping for the best.
Now, for both of you, you've had different points of just excelling throughout the year. Emma coming back off injury, getting back into the fold. Kaylee, obviously the defense, but then all of it, scoring quite a bit offensively, two, three straight games in double figures for each of you individually. Does it feel like this has been a good year of growth and kind of hitting that point to where, all right, we think this team can really take off?
I think for me, it's, I think I've grown a lot in my mentality towards things. Last year wasn't my best year, but coming out of a hole, I would like to say I'm not there yet, but I've successfully dug myself out. And just being more confident in myself, just like everybody else should be.
we know what we're capable of, and we're capable of so much more. And so being able to showcase what I'm capable of and know that I have potential to do so much more, like I just said, really builds throughout the season, and it's good just going into Kansas City like we're about to do. So continuing to be better every single day and attack what is given to me has been huge.
I think for me at this point, I'm kind of just like make the most of the games that I get to play, just with injuries happening a lot, and then obviously next year being my last year. So yeah, each time I come back from an injury, I don't really think I get nervous because I'm like, just got to go out and play. I mean, I played basketball for a while, so it's not like being out is going to make me forget how to play. So just coming back and gaining that confidence back, and then Meyer does a good job of emphasizing not to put a lot of pressure on ourselves and just go out and play, and I think that's helped a lot. So for me, I feel like I've always kind of focused more on my defense because I know that's the one thing I can fully control, because some nights the ball isn't going to go in the basket, but still not shying away from offense and being aggressive there too. I feel like I've grown the last month in that. So
well, Northwest Missouri State basketball back home for two more coming up Thursday and Saturday at 5:30 tip off for the women on Thursday, 1:30 on Saturday here at home. Emma, Kaylee, thanks so much for coming to the show and being with us, and good luck this week.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.